Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. What a wonderful day this is, this Easter Sunday, that we can gather together as the people of God to celebrate the resurrection of God, that alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. If you were here for any of our midweek services over the last 7 weeks, stretching all the way back to Ash Wednesday, you had the opportunity to hear myself, along with other pastors in our circuit, that's the churches in our area, preach on the penitential psalms, the seven penitential psalms, the psalms in which David and the other psalmists come before God in deep lament for their sins and the awful cost that they have exacted. This past Friday, I preached on Psalm 22 for Good Friday, one of the psalms which Jesus prayed from the cross as he suffered innocently as God's chosen one, suffering and dying for the sins confessed by David and the other psalmists. And then today, as we come to Easter Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord, the penitence has reached its culmination. The lament has ended. The suffering is over. The Messiah, God's anointed one, sits enthroned in heaven as judge and priestly king, as we found out in our sunrise service from Psalm 110. He sits enthroned as God's chosen king, David announces to us in Psalm 2 today. And yet, this isn't where the psalm begins, with the Messiah sitting enthroned in heaven on the throne as king. No, instead, we start with a question. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? A question that I'm sure we all find ourselves asking these days, looking out at a world which sets itself at odds with God. A world where God's word is routinely derided and mocked, where God's law is rejected and sin is flaunted. A world where we as Christians find ourselves pressed from all sides, conform to the world. It's okay to believe that stuff on your own time, but don't let God's word or God's will prevent you from enjoying your life. Yes, the nations rage and plot against God and against his anointed one. They seek to draw people away from him. But they will not win. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Despite their best efforts, they are doomed to failure. And yet they continue to rage. They tried to overcome God's authority, to burst their bonds, as we read in verse 2 and 3 on Good Friday. As the sinless Son of God, the God's chosen one, his anointed one, the Messiah, was in their power. They had arrested him on false charges. They condemned him with lying testimony. They killed Jesus, the innocent Son of God, and buried him in a tomb. From the perspective of the disciples, from the perspective of the nations, they had won on Good Friday. They had burst their bonds apart, as we read in verse 3. Burst their bonds apart, cast away their cords from us. Jesus was dead. Make no mistake of what happened on that cross that fateful day 2,000 years ago. Jesus died. That day, his body was dead. When the Roman soldiers, well acquainted professionally with death, when they came to check on their victim, he was dead. the Messianic King, God's chosen one, died and was placed into a tomb. The world around cheered and exulted at his fall, just as Jesus had predicted 4 days earlier, or the day before, on Maundy Thursday. In John chapter 16, he tells the disciples, "You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." The world rejoiced. The disciples wept and lamented as the world burst apart the bonds laid on them by God and set themselves against his chosen one. And as his chosen one was laid in the grave, the Messiah was sent to the grave to go where all the dead must go. And yet, enthroned in heaven above, God laughs at the nations and their feeble attempts to undermine his authority. He holds them and the schemes in derision, knowing the futility of their actions. When the Messiah arrived in the pits of hell after his death, he did not arrive bound and shackled as one more sorry prisoner. No, he descended in power and authority, a conquering king arriving to claim back his domain, to demand the submission of his conquered foe. In his moment of victory, Satan lay defeated. Jesus conquered death and hell. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now, this shouldn't have been a surprise to the devil and his cohorts, of course. At Jesus' baptism, God had declared Jesus to be his beloved son, using almost the same words as Psalm 2, verse 7. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." At his baptism, God's voice boomed from heaven, Matthew chapter 3, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." Jesus was declared God's son, and he demonstrated that fact throughout his ministry with his miracles. When he calmed the storm in Mark chapter 4, the disciples looked at each other and wondered, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Who else but the Son of God himself, the creator of the earth and the heavens, could command the heavens to cease, could command the seas to calm? Who but the Son of God, who created the body, could open the eyes of the blind, could raise the dead, or cleanse the leper? Who else indeed? He had announced himself to be the Son of God in his preaching when he said in John chapter 8, "Before Abraham was, I am," harking back to the same name of God which he had given at the burning bush. And God then confirmed Jesus to be his chosen one only 3 days after his death. In his resurrection, God demonstrated that Jesus was the one on whom his ultimate favor rested. The grave could not overcome the one who had overcome it. The one who was life itself could not be held in death. The Messianic King now sat enthroned on Zion, the holy hill of God. This question is sometimes asked: which is more miraculous, between Good Friday, Jesus' crucifixion, or Easter Sunday, his resurrection? Comparatively, the fact that God died on Good Friday is actually more miraculous for knowing that God is life itself. On Easter Sunday, of course, God couldn't possibly stay dead. He is life. He is the creator and author of life. Could he possibly be bound by death? Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jesus defeated death for all time. The ascended king, he reigns over heaven and earth. The nations of this world cannot escape from his control, however they rage against him. All things have been placed in subjection under him. Because Jesus Christ is God's chosen one, because he is king, that brings all things under his domain, a truth which has cosmic implications for our world. All the nations are his heritage and possession, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. All the nations are his, are under his control. God is the one who created all things, as we'll confess in the Creed in just a couple of minutes. God rules over all things and organizes all things according to his will. The laws of physics themselves are God's laws established by him to govern everything he has created. The question of absolute truth, of what is right and wrong, it is answered definitively by Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. There is no question of what is right and wrong. There is no question of moral ambiguity in God. God is the one who created. God is the one who governs. God is the one who declares what is good and right. In our worries about the future of our country, about contentious elections coming up and votes that can determine right and wrong, God's voice thunders with his truth. Presidents and governors serve him. Legislatures and congresses are beholden to him above the whims of an electorate. Judges and juries decide disputes on his behalf, not for themselves. So don't worry. Don't worry about politics this year. It doesn't matter who the president will be. Jesus is our king. But this is even more than for the world around us. This is for you personally. God's word of law and gospel is for you, for your life. The God who brought Jesus back from the dead cares about your life. The God who did not allow Jesus to stay in the grave will not allow you to stay in the grave either. The forgiveness of sins won by Jesus' death on the cross is forgiveness of your sins, as we confessed and received at the beginning of our service. The eternal life of Jesus is yours through baptism, through the Lord's Supper. It is yours by faith. This means that God's call to serve in verse 11 is for you too. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Our service to God isn't simply one day a week or one day a year. God's call is for a lifetime of service, a lifetime of living as his children, as his people, every day, at all times. In public, show by your actions the love and forgiveness that you have received through Jesus Christ. In work, serve diligently and faithfully as if serving the Lord, for all our service is an act of service to God. Your work, your job, it is a calling from the Lord, which you carry out for him, or for his glory. In family, raise your children to fear and love and trust in God above all things. Children, obey your parents as if obeying God himself. In the church, bear with one another's burdens, serve together, and worship together, because ultimately all of life is a life of service to him. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate today, it changes everything. God does care about you. God does have a plan and a purpose for you. God rules over all things, and he rules in your heart. God has enthroned his only begotten Son as king, and he makes you an inheritor with his Son in eternal life. Because Jesus' resurrection is your resurrection. You who have taken refuge in him, your faith is not in vain. It is fulfilled. It is realized by Jesus' reign over heaven and earth as God's chosen king, in whom, in faith, we take refuge. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Blessed are you who take refuge in him. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.